You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Alexis Bellino in the house.
Look who it is. Look who we found. We just found you in your Bentley. And we were like, hey. She was hitchhiking right next to AfterBuzz. I picked her up.
Good looking hitchhiker.
I love it. You know, it worked out really well, actually. You had your hair curled. It was like just meant to be. And you were supposed to be here tonight.
It was just perfect.
Okay, everybody, we're here for another episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm Ashley Daniels, your host tonight, and I am sitting with Alexis Bellino. Awesome. And who else do we have tonight?
Hey, everybody. I'm Jill Annenberg.
I'm Charlotte Broadbent.
I'm Cassidy Gard.
And we're recapping with a veteran, someone who's been behind the scenes, in front of the scenes. You know firsthand what it's like to be on The Housewives.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to watch it being, you know, being here and not filming
right
at the time. So, yeah, my heart goes out to these girls. I mean, they're just watching it. I know they're getting revved up for the reunion, or they've already just filmed the reunion, which I think just
they
happened,
just did,
but I
yeah
don't want to. Yeah, I didn't know what I could say.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a very tumultuous, it's crazy what goes on.
When you get used to get ready for reunions, what was it like? You have to prepare for a mindset of just going back and forth. What did you do to prepare?
Well, you definitely prepare. I mean, you mentally, I think I would probably shut down with my husband for a few days, not my children, because you have to, they're constantly on you. But I think my husband just got it. He was like, I know my wife is just trying to absorb everything that has happened over the last season. She's getting ready to go in. And it's a really hard time. I mean, you don't know what's going to be thrown at you. You don't know what someone's mad about that you didn't know. You were filming thinking that everything was fine in that scene, and then someone's mad at you about that scene. So it's a really hard time.
The time between where filming stops and then the reunion starts, do you guys hang out in between?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I think every relationship is different.
Yeah.
Gretchen and I, when we were friends at the very beginning, we hung out the whole time no matter what was happening. And, you know, Vicky and I still hung out even up until the day we stopped, you know, the last season stopped. We still hang out. I mean, we spent New Year's together, so we hang out no matter what's going on in the filming schedule.
Well, you're lucky you had Jim, because he's very supportive, and he, you know, a lot of these girls don't have that support system. So for you could go home at the end of the night and, you know, vent to him, and kind of he could help you get through those situations. But for like Brandy, for instance, it must be difficult when you're going to get, because you know she's going to get attacked. Certain people are going to get attacked and they don't have that support system. So,
well, the interesting thing about my husband and I is that, yes, he's my husband and he was there for me, but he isn't the biggest filmer. He doesn't like to be in front of the camera. He doesn't want to be on every scene. So a lot of times I come home and I'm telling him something that's happened or did happen, and he is very not really understanding it, because as much as I can explain it, he's not really there. So even for these women that let's take Brandy, for instance, she doesn't have a husband or a boyfriend. So for her to go home and try to explain this to someone else, it's really hard. So it's really just those people in your circle. And that's why the Housewives is such a kind of a sorority, because no one gets it like Housewives get it. There's no one else filming those scenes with you. A lot of times they don't let the boyfriends in or the husbands in or the, you know, other people in. And you're just sitting there trying to make it through a scene. And then you get home and you want to download on somebody and you're trying to explain it. And you sound like so crazy. You're like, wait, that doesn't even make sense. And I'm trying to tell you what just happened an hour ago. No, forget it. Never mind. So even though Jim is very supportive in that, he's still doesn't really get it.
Well, you know, we never noticed, will. Well, I noticed on, for you guys, I think the Real Housewives of Miami reunion, this past one, there was a lot of controversy regarding a makeup artist with Joanna Krupa and everything. They had now show a lot of behind the scenes. They didn't do that with you guys unless. No. So that's a new thing they're doing now. They show you a lot of the behind the scenes.
And I'm not watching that. I need to turn that on and watch it. You should watch Miami. That's cool.
Oh, you, it's just, it, that's it cool. Passed. It's over oh, now, shoot. But you should have saw the reunion because the whole thing was behind the scenes. They would follow them in while they got their makeup done. And the makeup artists had huge fights with one another. It was like a crazy thing. But now they're amping it up a little bit.
Well, I mean, they amp it up every year.
I mean, right.
Penises are shown and things are happening. And you're like, what's going on? It's crazy. Every year gets more.
I know.
I don't know.
But why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on with you now? So in terms of Alexis Couture, I know you still have Alexis Couture.
I do have Alexis Couture. I have pulled back. And to be in the fashion industry, you have to constantly be making new lines, and I'm honestly just, I was so tired and exhausted after last season, I really pulled back. I don't have any new things coming out with Alexis Couture, but I'm still selling what I did have, and I plan to have new items, especially the braid maxi that everybody wants so badly, offered in other colors, that is coming out. It's just not coming out tomorrow. It might be 2 or 3 more months. And then we have Sky Zones that are going amazing.
So
we're
fun.
Opening our third one. And so, you know, that takes a lot of time. It takes a year to get one of those to bird through the whole process.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's busy, and I just am really enjoying my kids right now.
Yeah.
And
I know.
Loving life.
Yeah, you showed some Instagram photos. We went to the field trip with one of your kids the past few days, week ago or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah. So you have more time, obviously, to do things like that.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely more time.
No, I know you're talking about having more time, but I've just seen so many videos of you with beautiful makeup, showing, like, what's in your makeup bag, because everybody wants to know, like, how are you so beautiful? Do you think you would ever do a makeup line of your own?
No, because Gretchen went there.
Yeah. You can go there.
No, if you want to know my true passion, it's the beauty of the skin and keeping the skin fresh and young. And I just want people to be able to prolong, you know, wrinkles and things the natural way, not necessarily through Botox or injections, even though I was kind of pegged as the, you know, Botox queen or the this or that. I think I get Botox once a year, and most people get it like 4 times a year. So I'm really not the Botox queen. Mm-hmm. I want to do things the natural way. So I do 3 or 4 masks a week.
Wow.
And people don't think about that, but I have different ones and I just go through them, you know, whenever I can get 10 minutes that I'm putting it on and the kids are showering or the kids are doing homework or I'm getting in between gigs. It's like I'm just throwing a mask on and then I go.
That's smart.
What's your moisturizer, like your go-to moisturizer that you would say?
Right now I use All Osmosis. And
Osmosis,
it's been amazing for my skin.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The only one I ever heard of that people like die for is the La Mer stuff. Have you ever tried the La Mer?
I have.
Do you think it really works?
I don't have any relationship with osmosis.
I'm just asking.
Everybody thinks that if you say something, you're like getting paid by
this. Yeah, you don't have to
this.
Answer if you don't want
no.
to. Yeah.
I really love osmosis.
Osmosis, okay.
Yeah. And
so
the
more
I'm sure
it's that.
Perfect. They, you know, they since I loved it. I love it.
Yeah.
I really think you have to follow a regimen for 3 to 6 months to a year before you actually see the results, and you need to stick with it and not give up on it after a month.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Aside from topically what you put on your face, because a lot of it is what you eat. I mean, clearly you have a beautiful body. You look fit. Like, you don't look like a skinny twig. You look like you're a fit, strong woman.
Well, I don't know about that. For that.
That is not necessarily a compliment.
I know. Most girls don't take that.
No, you look like you're fit. Like, you could, like,
she means you're toned.
Down.
You're toned.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, you're not, like, some girls are skinny fat.
But you're
like,
tall.
They're skinny with, like,
skinny.
No, it's a compliment.
I'm 5'9".
We've seen you in a bikini.
5'9".
You look amazing.
Yeah. I do love to work out.
You have abs.
Yeah, I mean, look, you have arms. Muscles. It looks amazing.
I do. I work out.
Yeah, you can tell. I can't. You have 3 kids, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. No more, right? You're done.
Well, I
know
I
you kind of thought you wanted
I want
more.
I know. Hello, can you call my husband, please?
Let's call Jim
now.
Jingle
him up and get him in the baby mode. I think he's done. This is the one thing in our marriage that, you know, I usually get everything I want. I think this is the one thing in my marriage that it's not going to happen.
You kind of got him when you were holding the baby in, I think, last season. You were holding your friend's baby. And
Two
seasons ago, okay. And he, you kind of saw a glimpse of, he kind of looked like he maybe would
so
want to.
He's so cute with babies,
he loved,
too.
He was
Can
happy.
You get your kids to get on him? Like, maybe
they already have.
Sister, like, baby brother.
They do. They want him. They want another one. He's just not. He's just
There's always surprises. Done. You just
guys,
I
he's
was 51.
He's 51.
That's really good.
I'm 37.
You don't even look so, I know. Please.
Yeah. That beauty like regimen is working.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously. Osmosis.
Maybe I need to lay off the weights, though, because I'm obviously fit and not skinny.
Girl, no, Jill, girls don't want to hear that. Girls,
I have muscles.
You actually do. I get it. I know what you're saying.
I'm saying, like, you look like a, you don't want to look like a skinny twig. Like,
well,
it does.
No, and my husband is
emaciated.
Like,
you look
I don't want to be emaciated, especially in front of my girls.
You're not emaciated. That's what it is. But you're super thin. You're thinner than majority of the world. So
she has muscle on her.
You lived in California a little too long.
Well, try, if you have this as a best friend and you're like walking out, like you're working out 3 to 4 days a week, right. And you can't even help yourself. Like you just are. It's
too much trampoline, I think. Or I don't think it can be too much, actually. No. You must work out.
Yeah. The trampolines make you thinner, though. That's the thing. That's good.
So for anybody that doesn't know, Sky Zone is a company that your husband, Jim and Alexis own, and it's a place, it's an indoor trampoline camp. Mm-hmm. So you can go in there, and do you have like any type of, do you have teachers in there that do any type of?
Yeah, we have the Sky Aerobics. And we have,
that sounds awesome.
I know, and
that
you're really jumping fun. And you're doing things you never thought you could do, and you actually leave there not hurting, and it's the next day you wake up, you leave there thinking, oh my gosh, I'm out of breath, but you don't hurt, and then the next day you're like, wow, that worked muscles. I had no idea.
That's how you know you have a workout.
But the kids, and to think that the kids are going through that instead of sitting there playing video games, that's what we love. It's like, mm-hmm. because my son, I'm battling that with my son right now. He's addicted to his phone, to Minecraft, to Xbox, to this, and he's only 7.
It's,
and my girls
my
aren't
gosh,
there yet.
I know.
My girls aren't there yet, thank God. But to get them into the trampoline park and to have them jumping instead of doing that, I'm like, love it. Love
so
it.
What are the locations of the Sky Zones?
We have Anaheim, and we have Chula Vista or East Lake.
Please put in a request for a Los Angeles one?
Well, they have. We don't have that. We only have San Diego and Orange County area.
Okay.
But yeah, Los Angeles area is owned by someone else.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you
we'll
guys
take a trip
should.
To Disney, and then we'll go over to
Disneyland, and then you'll be exhausted.
My friend was at the Anaheim location last weekend, and I was like, I need to go. That looks. Mm-hmm. She posted such cool photos on Instagram. I was like, I have to go. That looks cool.
Well, Carlton has an indoor, not indoor. She has a trampoline that we've seen on the show that's under in the ground.
No, that's what we're gonna do in our backyard.
So smart.
Do you know why it's better when you have children in a house?
Yes,
it's smarter because at Sky Zone we have the cages around where you're not gonna fall out.
Oh.
If you put it on the ground and someone falls, they're not going to get hurt. When you have the high up trampolines that are on like 4 feet legs, they fall out of that if the fence doesn't work or the cage doesn't work, and you're going to get an injury, you know, a broken bone. So I believe that you should take the dirt out of your yard, put the trampoline in your yard.
So smart. It's awesome.
I've heard nightmare stories about people falling off trampolines and breaking.
Kendall Jenner, Kyle, one of them just was on a trampoline with Khloe Kardashian, and she had to go to the hospital.
Was it an outside trampoline or
outside,
indoor?
Outside.
See, they're scary because they're on 4 feet pegs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ours are caged in Sky
Zone.
You can't fall out. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to fall.
We're taking an AfterBuzz trip. Okay. So now let's get into the episode itself. We're going to do a little recapping. So Carlton invites Mauricio to her party but does not invite Kyle. So I wanted to ask you this. Obviously, you were invited to Tamara's party when she had her gym opening, and you were invited and you went because you thought, you know, she was extending the olive branch.
I wasn't invited.
Well, you were invited by Vicky. You were her first.
I was her plus
one. But Tamara knew you were coming.
Yes, she did. We texted her and called her.
Right.
And she knew.
Right. So do you think that in this case, Carlton not inviting Kyle because she doesn't like Kyle would be something, would you think that that's a better thing to do than to have her come and then risk possibly fighting?
If you don't invite the wife, you don't invite the husband. That's my personal, and I like Carlton. I don't get me wrong. When I say something, I'm not trying to be, you know, I don't want to take sides. I like Carlton on the show. I know a lot of people don't. I like Carlton. I don't think you ever invite a spouse where you don't invite the other spouse unless it's an all-female or all-male party.
Right.
I mean, you just don't. You're one when you're married.
Right.
So to invite Mauricio and not invite Kyle is a really big slap in the face, and I think that that might be what she wanted.
Yeah.
Why else do you do that?
Right. Absolutely. I didn't think it was right either. Did you guys
I thought it was just strange. I mean, you're right. When you're married, you kind of – if one's invited – the other one's invited.
Unless it's an all-girl, like an all-girl luncheon.
Right.
Like, if my girls have a birthday lunch, Jim doesn't want to be around 7 other girls. Like, no. But this is a big party, big celebration. Mm-hmm. All the husbands were invited. All the wives were invited. You don't leave someone out.
And it was specified that Kyle has been uninvited.
Right.
And it's like, don't invite somebody and then uninvite them. A, it just seems childish, and B, it makes you look bad.
Right.
Then it's like you're not being the better person and trying to put the past behind you. You're being the immature one. So
and maybe Carlton was trying to just like keep the peace in some way, but that actually made it worse. More.
Yeah.
Of a struggle. Like, yeah. It's a bigger fight now.
Yeah, maybe absolutely. She also, I mean, just trying to play devil's advocate, didn't want to invite her so that no drama went down at this event.
But then well, don't maybe, invite Mauricio.
But do you think Mauricio's going to go there being like, oh, yeah. Carlton, I love you. Thank yeah. you for not
right.
inviting my wife.
Right, no, right. Exactly. I think she knew he wasn't going to go, but I think she probably said, you know what, you might, maybe her, maybe Mauricio and David, Carlton's husband David, had some type of friendship that was maybe beginning. I mean, this was a party for David's company, so maybe David didn't want to be like, hey, listen, like, man, like, I can't invite you either. Maybe, I don't know. It wasn't going to happen anyway. I think Carlton's smart enough to know that he's not going to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last week she mentioned, she said, I don't care if it's Mauricio's party. I'm still going to, you know, when they were fighting last week, Kyle was like, well, this is my husband's birthday. And she's like, I don't care. And she didn't care
that's
about the party.
Yeah, that's whatever, really
however
childish.
She said it.
Yeah.
So I think she just realized that they just, or she just cannot handle a situation like that. So she had to just take her away. But at that party, it was pretty crazy seeing Lisa and Carlton have that discussion. Does anybody want to?
I liked seeing a softer side of Carlton. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that it was warming for the viewers to see that. I mean, Kyle really offended her. Not a lot of people see this hard-faced Carlton that can do and say whatever she wants, and they don't really see her broken down. So I like to see her, like, feelings, and she was really hurt by that.
Yeah, but Lisa was pretty adamant about letting her know that Kyle was not coming from a bad place. She was coming from a place of, she actually was just confused. She didn't know that was the star of the pentagram. She thought it was the star. She didn't know what it was.
I don't know what the history is with Carlton and Kyle. I don't know why they have, some people's friendships just have friction, so, or personalities just have friction. I know I have that in my life. Everybody comes from some kind of friendship or knowing someone where you just rub each other wrong. I feel like that's the case with Kyle and Carlton, because I don't think Kyle meant anything by saying, is that a Jewish star or whatever, but I don't think Carlton, you know, she doesn't want to be taken as this bad person. She doesn't want Kyle to think that she's like, you know, anti-Semitic or whatever.
Right, right.
It's really hard. It's a really hard friendship or relationship that those two have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just start off on the wrong foot, I think, from the very beginning.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
It's not getting better.
Right. Right.
That's something that always happens with the housewives. Friendships never get better. They just seem to decline.
So true.
It's going bad,
then you're really south.
Well, speaking of friendships, so we're going to bounce back and forth, obviously, because we're on, you know, we got housewives of Orange County as well. But what's up? But currently, who are you speaking to from the Real Housewives of Orange County?
Well, I mean, I speak to all of them, but Vicky and I have just had a steady relationship. We didn't claim we were best friends once we became friends, like others on the show. You know, we decided 3 years ago, hey, we didn't really understand each other at first. I was just a housewife at that point. I didn't have another career I was doing. I gave up my career for my husband. Yes, I did. People call that controlling. It's not. I simply gave it up because he wanted me to be a mom and a wife. I was loving that at the time. I'm like, okay, I'll open another gym. I'll do this. I'll do that. Because I was, managing a health club at the time.
Yeah, girl.
So yeah, I was fit. That's
it.
And so
I love it.
I just was doing my own thing. And it wasn't that he was controlling me. He just was like, babe, you don't need to work. You cannot work. So I kind of was a taken care of person at that time. And that's what Vicky was saying. But she was also a little bit resentful, which came out later with her and I, not on the show. But she was a little bit resentful because she was working so hard and her marriage was bad. She didn't like to see Jim and I happily in love. She didn't like to see that we were at this stage in our life.
She was bitter.
Bitter. And then, you know, we just kept building our friendship, building it slowly and surely. And here we are. We're just steady. We're not best friends.
Right.
But I can call her at any time and be like, hey, babe, what you doing? You want to go get coffee?
Right.
You know, like, we're friends.
Right.
Gretchen and I, I don't even want to go into that. That's just a burnt bridge, I think.
Yeah.
And
it's no, there's no fixing that one at this point.
I don't know. I don't think it is. I really don't. I don't want to be. I'm not bitter about it.
Right.
I hope you guys can really see that. I mean, I'm really
not
angry. I just don't think I can go back there, because once I give you my heart and you cross, you know, you like walk all over it with mud and stones.
Yeah.
I just don't think I can go back.
Right.
But I wish her well, And then, you know, Lydia and I still talk all the time. And then, you know, anytime I see Tamara or Heather, we are all still talking. Everybody, I mean, I, whatever. It's even. Everything's
right.
even now.
Right. Well, that's good. That's a good way to. Yeah, absolutely. That doesn't really happen very often in that world. So that's good that you got to that point. But you had to struggle a lot to get to that point. So it definitely wasn't easy.
I think that every housewife, and I need to say, I shouldn't say this, but I need to. I think that every housewife, all of us go through the season where everyone hates us. You're the hated one.
Yeah.
That's just what, yeah.
So part of someone that, has to be the target.
That's part of the, that's part of the, you know, that's what we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Part of the career.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think everybody was really rooting for you. At that last point, I absolutely do. I mean, they were wanting you to you know, get the courage to really say, screw you, Gretchen, fuck off. Like, I mean,
I think I said that.
It wasn't
not
editing.
Like
it wasn't editing. Right. It was really at that point, she just got a big head, I think. So she just got a little too cocky, I think, at that point.
But I respect that you took those time with your kids. I know Vicky's quite the career woman, but her kids were much older. I mean, they were kind of grown, and yours were, you're still have little tiny ones, what, like 7. Yeah. I mean, they're smaller. So when they're older, when they're 15, 16, and they want to hang out with their friends and might not want to be with their parents all the time, that's when you can say, okay, I'm going to do this and I'll still be with the kids.
Well, and but, I'm still, I mean, I have a lot going on right now. So I'm still not just doing that, but my children, it's like, for me, I feel like I'm always told your schedule looks like this and all the other women are feeling like this. And I say no a lot more. I can't do everything that everyone else is doing because I want to be with my kids. I still want to drive them to school every day. I want to pick them up from school. I want to be the mom that's there for the parties and the birthday parties and the volunteering. That's who I am and I can't change that. So if that's all okay, then it works. If it's not okay, that's my number one priority is my husband and my children.
Right. My favorite quote ever is Oprah. No is a one word sentence.
That's good.
It's a good one.
And when you say it, I mean it the first time. Yeah. Not like, no. Okay, maybe I will.
Right.
No.
Right.
You know? You don't have to follow it up with an excuse. You can just say no and be confident about it. I love that.
And it shows power.
Yeah. Absolutely.
A lot of people can't say no because they're scared.
Yeah.
So when you can, like, it shows you're secure and
absolutely.
No. How are you adapting now that the cameras are off in terms of, like, I feel like at some point you must get used to the cameras, right? Or is it?
You totally get used to the
cameras. Yeah. So, like, when they're off, it's kind of like,
you get
now
used
you
to
don't have
too.
To put makeup on. Now you kind of just can.
You get used to both. You get used to when they're on and you get used to when they're off. When they're on, it's, you notice they're there for the first 5 or 10 minutes, but they stay out of your way.
Right.
So you are going about your day and they're behind here or they're over here and they're not near you. They're not like right here in your face. Like the cameras are really good technology. They're way over there and they're still capturing the scene.
Right.
So you're like, oh, they're here. And so at first you're like, you know, they never show the first 5 minutes of any scene you film.
Right.
By the way.
Yeah. They have to
everything is just, everything's just like, oh, there's the fridge opening, you know, then they get into the dirty gritty and then they're like, okay, now enter husband, now enter children, now enter, Kyle or Lisa, whoever needs to be the person, you know, they get you warmed up and then you forget and then you're just doing it. I think that honestly though, deep down in any reality person's world, you always still kind of know they're there. You still don't feel like you can, you know, like blow your nose the way that you would blow.
Yeah,
your
I was going
to
say,
don't wipe your eye because you might mess your makeup up. You're still living an uptight kind of world and you just have to get used to that.
Jersey. I think Jersey, they do a lot of farting.
Well,
yeah, but that's about it.
Well, I don't do a lot of farting off camera either. So maybe it's just how you're brought up.
Yeah, right.
My dad never farted. We don't fart. It's like you walk out of the room, then you come back in the room.
Well, you've done a lot of hosting. So doing a reality show with the cameras, how has it helped you be more comfortable on camera with your hosting jobs?
You know what? I never even thought hosting would be something I did either. Mm-hmm. It just kind of came about by being a guest on Fox 5. And it was all edited. And when that whole thing went down, I put up what really aired, what was really Fox 5 aired, and then what Bravo aired. And unfortunately, Bravo has millions of viewers. I had 300,000 or 500,000 viewers watching mine. Doesn't even hit the what really was going. I was edited in a very unfair way on that. Right. But it's so fun. And I think that having the cameras around you make you more comfortable and you just realize, I am who I am and I'm going to be quirky and I'm going to do things that are a little bit off the cuff or a little bit crazy, but that's that's what makes the camera like you. Right. And if you can just let down and go, here we are, you know, and get into the moment, I think you can be really good.
Yeah. Is it frustrating to be edited in a bad way? And when you see it, are you like, wow, that's not how it happened. Why? Why did you edit it like that?
Oh, yes. And if any of them say they don't, we all go through that. Every housewife
does.
It must
be really stressful watching the episode. Then you get them a week before, right? Because you could write your blogs.
Less than a week.
Oh.
Less than
a week. You get them with you?
Or? Yes. Well, he used to. He stopped. Okay. He stopped. He's, for the last 2 years, no. He'll watch late, a little bit later. He couldn't even go there anymore because he saw me go through this whole roller coaster every single season.
Right.
And I think that's why he kind of pulled back on filming. Not only that, but the editing of how they portrayed my husband was.
He was controlling, but
part of that is his personality. He is my husband. I want him to be the man. I'm sorry. Right. I'm married to an Armenian man.
Right.
I'm a very girly girl.
He was Armenian.
I want to be I don't want to be the breadwinner. I don't want to be the head of the household. I want him to have that role. That's fine in our marriage, but it's put to such a certain extent that you know, it's not necessarily fair. But I think everybody gets that, and you either have to let it roll off or you really absorb it, and it's not, it becomes very unhealthy.
Did you watch them alone, or would you ever watch an episode alone when you got the DVD, or would you always watch it with somebody?
Later in the career, at first it was Jim and I always together.
Yeah.
Never the kids, never friends. I'd always watch it with him. And then, because it's such a business, it's like chess. It's like a business now.
Yeah.
You have to really be in it and on it. I would watch it. I don't want to watch it with anyone else.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone around.
I can't imagine that. Just watching things go down that happened a few months prior and just being by yourself because you want to vent to somebody like, are you fucking kidding me? That just happened.
No, and then you do that later. The first time I watch it, I have to just watch it and see it. And I'm like, and then somebody says something, and when it cuts to the one timer, you know, the interview, one-on-one, it's like you get so built up. And for anybody that's married, they know their husband wants to fix everything like that.
Yeah.
So for you to be devastated and be like, what? She said that.
Right.
It's like he wants to fix it instantly, so it's better to watch it alone. That's my tip. Yeah. That's my tip to any new housewife coming on. Watch it alone and then watch it with your husband. Get all the feelings out and then watch it with him and be like,
that's a good tip. That's a good tip.
You know?
Do you feel like through watching, you know, like past episodes, like you learn anything about yourself I mean, obviously, I'm sure.
Oh, hello. Yeah. You want to fix so many things, not aesthetically. Everybody, when I say that, is going to go, oh, she wants to fix so much.
Yeah.
Had so much plastic surgery. No, I haven't. I've had my breasts and my nose. That's it. I've not had anything else. But you want to fix so much, like what you've said or an act you do or some little, you know, let's say you wipe your hair like this and you don't like wiping your hair like that and you see yourself do that constantly. It's little things like that. You're like, wow. You know, you really, most of it is about things you see yourself do that's not a kind act, and you want to fix that.
That's
for
good.
Me, that's what I wanted to fix.
Yeah. So I want to know what you guys think. If you want to log on to our iTunes and let us know, you can rate us and let us know how we've been doing so far. We're almost done with this season, and we got the reunions coming up, so we're excited about that. But let us know what you thought of tonight's party. Do you think that Mauricio should have been invited, or do you think that Carlton should have just said, you know what, both of you cannot come? We want to know your thoughts on that. And getting into that, I wanted to know, Alexis, if you have an opinion about this, who on the current season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, who do you relate to most?
Well, I mean, there's so many I like, and then I don't know if I really when you say relate, like, am alike?
Like,
or
when you watch, you're kind of like, oh, I've been through that, or I can feel what she's dealing with.
Okay. I mean, a lot of the situations they go through.
Yeah, situations.
A lot
more,
of
not
their
so
life,
much their characters, but.
Yeah, their character, we're different. We're totally different.
Okay.
For what they've been through, there's so many situations that I relate to. I mean, Kyle, with what she deals with her children, and you see her, I so feel for her. It's starting her own shop. You know, I have a clothing business, so I understand what she's going through and trying to make that a successful thing. It's a lot of grinding and just, I mean, so many hours put into that. Lisa, I mean, I just think that Lisa all around is, I mean, first of all, she'd get away with anything, let me just say, with
it's
that accent.
It's so true. It's so true.
Anything. She can murder your dog and steal your best Cavalli, and you'll still love her the next day. Like, you'll just be like, hi, babe. Okay,
it's
okay.
It's so true.
It's so true. But as far as relating, I just love her. I just like her. I mean, we go to her restaurant a lot. We're just, you know, and Brandy, I feel like, is going through a really hard time. And I think we've all been in a time where we want to not be where we are at that moment. And I think that's probably Brandy. She probably is ready to be married again or back into a, you know, comfortable situation.
Do you have any nice guys you could set her up with?
Yeah.
Speaking of Brandy, though, I'm wondering what you guys... So she had a... She was swelled up this week. I wonder how long that was from the part of Runyon to when she first was swelled up.
And what's up with the fist and the swelling? Or the wrist?
And the lisp. All of her testimonials have had the lisp for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it was something with her jaw during the confessionals to camera, but who knows what was in her mouth that made her tongue swell.
Yeah. Just saying. We have no idea.
Yeah.
No clue. But yeah, she's like breaking apart slowly. It's like the hand, like you said,
and two seasons ago, the leg.
The leg.
Yeah, the dog is gone.
Oh my gosh.
She's wearing this. I just, you know.
You feel for her. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot. But it's crazy to see the relationships go from, Brandy and Lisa, as Brandy mentioned, she would call Lisa every morning. So they were really close. Mm-hmm. Kind of like you and Gretchen. You guys were super close. And you can see the slow deterioration of this friendship. Sure. And now she's going to run in with Kyle. It's like these little things that are going to happen. And then slowly it's going to hit reunion time. And you know Kyle's going to be sitting next to Brandy on that couch.
Yeah.
I mean. Well, and they might not, though. Because last year, with ours, I mean, you never know.
Like, oh, they put you in spots?
They might not. I think some of it is, I don't know this because I'm not behind the scenes putting all the people on the couches, but I think some of it might be wardrobe specific, like what you're wearing, because there have been times I've been on a couch that I think I would be next to someone and I'm next to someone I wouldn't expect. So all of it kind of has, I mean, they make it happen for a reason. They're much smarter.
So do you
than
just
us.
Walk in and they say, okay, you're there?
Yes.
There,
and
there.
You don't know until the moment you walk out there. It's not like you know 5 minutes before or an hour before, because they all know what you're wearing. The whole team knows what you're wearing before, but you don't know where you're sitting until
they
give
you options for outfits, or do you just have to bring your own stuff?
They say bring two
okay
or three, and then you give them your favorite, and you don't know up until the last. I mean, like, you know,
really?
You know, a couple hours before, so you can do your makeup and hair to match that outfit, but then that's it. You pick the outfits like a week before, and then you're...
I loved yours, the one you had on,
the red one.
Red, yeah, I loved that, with the earrings.
Thank you.
And then I liked that they had you next to Tamara, who was in pink, and then Vicky was in orange,
I think
the colors were great.
They kind of do. I think that's what, because honestly, Lydia is probably who I was the closest to, but they had me next to Tamara. Right. So you just don't know. Every season, you don't really know.
It made sense, though, because at that point, you three were getting along. So obviously, they have some thought to it. Like, it's going to be...
Oh, for sure.
That could put you next to Gretchen, because you guys need to fight. You need to look at each other the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But sitting next to each other, we could do this a little bit more.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
We can do a little bit. They should have put me next to her.
I know.
I'd have plucked her eyelashes off.
I know, right? I know.
How long are those reunion episodes taped for, actually?
Oh, honey.
Is it hours?
I don't know what I can contractually say right now.
No, don't say anything that you can't.
No, it's okay. They're like 12 hours. It's like
a long day of fighting.
And you get like half an hour lunch and like two more 10-minute breaks. It's like you have no idea.
At lunch, are you separated so that everything's safe for the camera?
Well, I hightail back to my dressing room. And I just am like, bring me the champs, I'll go get my little buffet dish and I'll go back to my room. And this year, you know, the last reunion that we just filmed, you know, a couple of the other girls came back to my room too, because I don't want to be out with, you just don't know, and you don't know who to trust.
Right.
And you don't know, it's not over yet, so you don't know really how it's going to, it's just a crazy, crazy world.
I mean, my biggest thing that I always wonder is, when you're on camera and you know the cameras are there, sometimes people end up saying things that they have to they have to face the repercussions of it.
Be accountable for.
Yeah.
Like Brandy.
So, I don't know. Is it just that you just get so comfortable? Because why would you, not you, but people say things. They all get themselves into a situation at one point where that's going to get replayed on the reunion. And wouldn't you think in the very beginning just to avoid that completely by just always being filtered?
But you can't, you're not going to have a show if you do that.
Yeah,
everybody
knows
that.
So you know you have to,
I think that I think it's about securing your spot next year.
Yeah.
Bringing the drama so that it stays interesting. And
just letting everybody know that you're gonna bring it.
Right.
You're gonna leave a little piece of something for the audience.
Yeah.
To grasp.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Well, that's why Teresa's even on now, and she's going through all that with the
I mean, I feel for her.
Oh, I know. It's terrible.
Well, let's not talk about her because she's gone right now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Going back to the episode of
the Runyon. Yeah. So, okay. So Runyon Canyon. So we got into that a little bit, but seeing Kyle and Brandy talk and seeing Brandy actually say that Lisa had manipulated her words or had her speak for her in a way. I found that shocking that she would reveal that on camera. And that's why I was asking you, wouldn't you think that she would like maybe talk to Kyle about that before the cameras went on? Because she knows it's going to get aired,
Brandy's
obviously.
Smart. She's smart with all her book deals and the
she knows, right.
and all of it.
But that's, I mean, she did say that, she mentioned Adrian Maloof in that, and she said something about how Adrian was, you know, last year she obviously had a lot of problems with Kyle and, with Lisa. So what did you guys think about that? Or did you find that shocking at all? Or
I did find it somewhat surprising because I feel like Brandy and Lisa have been so tight up until like the last episode because she didn't have her back after she didn't have Carlton's back, but I'm just nervous for what's going to happen with Brandy because nothing good ever happens when you're fighting with Lisa.
But Lisa said in the past that she's was friends with Brandy. She likes to help people and help them through the difficult times. And yeah, Brandy might still be going through a difficult time, but I think she thinks that Brandy's okay. She's kind of got through the really bad part with her ex-husband, and she can kind of stand alone now. And personally, I mean, Lisa said that she liked to help her. And I think that was the morning phone calls. She liked to check in and make sure everything was okay. Brandy's now kind of throwing her under the bus. I don't know. I think Brandy just says what's on her mind, and no matter what was said with anybody, I don't think she can keep her mouth shut. So maybe in the back of Lisa's head is that, but I don't know if I think Lisa's that calculated.
I don't think so either.
Do you, Alexis, think that?
I mean, Lisa's really smart. Really smart. She's got this, she has this accent that allows her, like we said prior in the show, that allows her to do anything, and everybody just, you love her in the end of it. I mean, you just do. But do I think she had a malicious heart with Brandy? No. I think she really kind of cares about Brandy. What's interesting to me is how many people embrace Brandy and love her, even though she's kind of this, you know, I don't want to say she's a train wreck because she's not really a train wreck, but on the show she is. Like, that's how she's portrayed on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, and everybody just wants to, you know, help her and lift her up, but she's kind of rejecting everybody that wants to. Yolanda's wanting to help her. Lisa's wanting to help her. And she doesn't really want the help. But if so
point.
Many people are coming to me and telling me that I respect and look up to, I'm probably going to sit back and look and go, maybe it is. Maybe there is something I'm doing that I need to change
that's,
a little bit.
Takes a big
bit.
Person to be able to look into themselves, though, and say something's wrong. And I don't think she can really. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's at that point in life.
Well, I think she's going through so much. I mean, like we were saying when we were screening, it's like she's lost her dog, her husband. Mm-hmm. She's breaking every part.
anyone that gets cheated on by their husband is not going to be the same from that day forward. No. You're never going to be the same. Mm-hmm. Your confidence isn't going to be the same. Even though you portray it as, it's not going to be the same.
Yep.
Your respect for yourself is going to feel a little shaken. You're just going to have this super huge curve you've got to go through. And she's probably going to be a lot stronger than you and I, all of you and I at the end.
Yeah.
Because she's been through that.
Exactly.
But you're going to have a little bit of a fall along the way.
Yeah. And she's doing it on national television.
Right,
It just happened. And she's been on the show for 4 years, but it had just happened. So the whirlwind of the show is that you kind of get lost doing the show because you're so busy doing the show, you forget what's really going on in reality because you're so busy.
Right.
So it's probably a little bit of what's going on with her.
Right.
And we're so busy.
Right. I know. It's a good busy for, you know. I mean, you did something with it, though. You opened up businesses.
Everybody
made the most of it.
I mean, we all do. We all have other businesses we're starting. And you know that the Housewives isn't the end all. You know that that's not really what you're in this for. Every person that goes on this show is going on it to do something else.
Right.
And for Brandy, I just think, you know, she does need this career. She does. I mean, this is her career. And you know, my heart goes out to anyone that's had the background she has with her family.
Yeah, definitely.
The history.
Sad.
You know?
But getting into, I wanted to know if you guys had any other things you wanted to add to this episode. If not, I'd like to get some.
There was a lot.
I know, but
I like
first of all, I don't think Carlton, when Carlton got done working out, she did not go eat a piece of cake. Oh, I am
Joyce.
Sorry.
Joyce.
Or Joyce. Joyce. When Joyce got done working out, Joyce, as whoever said Joyce, got done working out, there is no way that girl went and ate a piece of cake.
Yeah, no.
And if she did, please call me and have a piece of cake with me.
I know, I know. We say that.
I will eat a piece of cake. But
you definitely, I think you mentioned a few seasons ago that you definitely advocate for girls being healthy. You struggled a little bit in your life with that, and we don't have to get into that, but obviously Joyce's little tagline is you can never be too skinny, too rich, and too whatever it is. So do you feel like that's a little obnoxious for somebody who is going to end up being somebody that's looked up to by girls?
I mean,
to say you can never be too skinny when it's like very difficult for a lot of people to go through eating disorders.
I mean, I think that the eating disorder thing is on the rise in our society. I really do. I mean, I suffered from one. I know many friends that have. Mine came in college, so I wasn't even in high school doing it. It started after doing the research with my therapist, it started in high school because my parents got divorced, but it actually really came full circle in college, and it is all about a confidence. It's all about what's happened in your life and a control. Yeah, it was control because my parents were divorced so young. I felt like I never gained control of my life again from that moment on. And so, I mean, it's not good to say that, but being someone who's suffered from it and come full circle, I understand. She's just saying, because even when if somebody calls me skinny, I'm like, thank you.
I
have two daughters that I have to look up for. And even when I'm doing a juice cleanse, I know someday they're going to hear this radio interview interview. Even when I do a juice cleanse now with my daughters being six, I still put food on the table for me because I don't want them to see me sitting at dinner drinking a juice when I'm trying to just clean my, they don't understand the liver detox and this detox and you're trying to get the greens and all that. So I'm not doing it because I'm trying to be super skinny. I'm doing it because I'm trying to be healthy, and I want them to see you still eat meals, like you still eat every single meal. And I think it's really important for all of us to advocate that as role models and women.
Right.
And so what I really would have liked to have seen is Joyce go do that workout and then go really take a bite of the cake.
Who knows? Yeah. They could have edited that. We know that they do a lot of editing, so we don't really know.
Maybe she did. You're right.
So maybe she did. We'll give her that, since we do know that they can't take out a lot of things. They took out your KT, your hosting
they
thing.
They take out,
they take all the parts that make you look like a civilized person. So obviously, but who knows? But she doesn't look like she goes to In-N-Out every night, but she could just be good genes. You never know. She's tall, too.
Well, you don't have to eat every night. You don't eat cake every night.
No, that would be nice,
You don't eat In-N-Out every night.
Right.
But you can have it.
Right, exactly.
And still be okay.
Exactly.
And live.
And live. So did you guys want to mention anything else about the episode? I wish we had all the time in the world. That would be so wonderful. Get such here for hours. Guys. No. So I wanted to, before we get into any, so we do predictions on here, so we'll do that in a second, but I wanted to know where we can find you on Twitter and Instagram and everything, and how we can all how can your fans keep in touch with you?
So I am on Alexis Bellino, at Alexis Bellino for Twitter, and at Alexis_Bellino on Instagram, and at Alexis Bellino on Facebook.
Awesome.
Which Facebook is so obsolete now.
I know.
Funny. No one even mentions Facebook
What about
anymore.
MySpace? You're on MySpace.
I'm married, no.
All right, let's get in some predictions then.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Ooh.
I want to know your predictions.
I know. This is new to me. You guys, somebody else go first.
So you go first, Jill.
Okay, so predictions for next week. I think that Lisa and Brandy are going to have a huge confrontation.
Ooh.
And I think that this will be the first time that Brandy is, like, stuck for words and doesn't have her confidence in a conversation.
Ooh, good.
I know.
I wanted to go first because I liked what she said.
You're second. But what do you say? Even for the reunion.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you predict anything for the reunion?
Wow.
Get your psychic skills out.
Okay, let me get them out. Okay, so I feel like it's not going to look so good for Lisa on this reunion. I feel like everyone's kind of turning on Lisa. I think that any housewife that is on any series, it's going to be your time at some point. I think this might be Lisa's turn, that everyone's going to suddenly be mad at her about something. I absolutely think what you're saying about next week's show is going to happen. I think Carlton is a really sensitive soul, and I'm not sure she's going to be able to. I think she really wants to show that she's strong, and I feel like she's such a sensitive, soft, sweet person that the reunion is going to not be good. I mean, she might put up a show that it's good for her, but mm-hmm. at the end of the reunion, she might be really devastated from yeah. how mm-hmm. hard it is for 12 hours of taping. I guess that a Brandy. Oh, I think that. I mean, I hope. Okay, hope is not what a prediction is. What I hope for Brandy is that she really turns it around and really takes in, you know, some of what everybody's saying.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a good prediction.
Kyle's really even. I think Kyle's going to just be like this through the whole thing. And mm-hmm. she's going to come through, you know,
thank
just
God for
fine.
Kim. Thank God for Kim because she makes us laugh. Thank God for
she
Kim.
She is the levity.
She is hilarious.
She's the levity.
She's the best.
Yeah.
Any predictions, Charlotte?
I agree. I think you're right. Kyle is kind of, she always comes out fine. She never gets even. Hit hard. She never gets let off that lightly. She's always just yeah.
She doesn't mm-hmm. well, she doesn't let anything stir her too much.
Yeah.
Even mm-hmm. about her husband. I'm sorry. If someone said that about my husband, I would have freaking come unglued. And I know that I didn't come unglued too many times in the past few years, but that will unglue me. That will
said what about the husband? Just to clarify for you.
Lisa in the kitchen.
When Lisa,
okay, that's what
yeah,
I figured you were talking
Lisa
about.
Yeah. Said oh, that's where he gets
in front of Portia.
In front of the daughter. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. well, everybody knows the rumor. We all know the right. rumors that are right. going around about right. Mauricio. I mean, they're squashed now, I feel like. But I feel like part of it is because Kyle was like this through it. Mm-hmm. She didn't go like crazy like, ah, rah, rah, rah. She right. just was like, I know my husband. I know him. Like, and it's done. Two episodes later, everybody's like, yeah, he's mm-hmm. fine.
Right.
They're fine.
Can I ask exactly. a question, though? Because all of us were saying we didn't hear about any of this until the show started. Do you think these were planted by producers? Because I didn't see any tabloids about it until the show started.
Well, no tabloids ever start about anything until the show airs or okay. until you're on the show.
Right. Okay. So, because yeah, we were going through that. We were like, is this producer-driven?
Everything is brought out. Like, Carlton will have more rumors spread about her soon. She's new. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody that's new coming out on a show, the rumors will all start then. Yeah, because there's like nothing, that. You're not really in the limelight. No one really cares before that.
Exactly.
You know, you could have slept with seven women before and eight men before. No one cares.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did you have any predictions?
No, I think Lisa's going to have a very eventful reunion. I'm just mm-hmm. seeing everybody, Kim's, you know, saying she's mad. You know, everybody has comments. So
mm-hmm. I predicted everybody else prepare. Predicted. I think I have nothing else. They took it all. I'm last. Well, thank you so much for watching today. And thank you so much, Alexis,
thank
for joining
you.
Us. You should come back. We'd love to have you back for sure. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Miss Ashley Daniels.
And you can find me at Cassidy Guard and CassidyGuard.com.
At Shaw Broadbent.
At Jill Annenberg and JillAnnenberg.com.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.